febbraio il Palazzo delle Papesse inaugura Punto Za, giovane arte dal Sudafrica. Una mostra a cura di Marlene Dumas, Lorenzo Fusi, Kendall Gears, Bernie Searle, Minette Vari e Sue Williamson. Radio Papesse vi accompagna alla scoperta degli artisti e dei curatori. Il primo artista che vi presentiamo è Sean Slemon. Parla di topografia, dell'installazione al Palazzo delle Papesse, di identità e Sudafrica.
Hi, I'm Sean Slemon. I'm from Cape Town in South Africa. I'm currently living in New York, in Brooklyn, where I've been for 2 years, but South Africa is my home and always will be. Well, I started working with topography probably in 2004, and the reason I became interested in it was because the professional work that I was doing at the time was dealing a lot with maps and space, and I became intrigued by how cities have changed over time and how the new populations that have come into cities have almost taken over the topography and covered it up. When you look at a city like even Siena, for example, it has a certain physical shape to it, the lay of the land, and I would be very fascinated to see what that city looks like without the buildings. You know, if you take all the buildings away, what do the hills look like? Like, what was the original land? What was the original topography of this kind of space? The conceptual interest for me with topography is that, and especially with the way that I use it, where I literally just lay one layer on top of another. The reason that it fascinates me is because each layer responds to the one beneath it, yet it is still completely independent of that. It's a slice. You can take it out and you can move it around, and then it can create more topography from that. Each layer responds to the previous one, and the next one responds from that one on. So, and they're all, the other thing that is also so fascinating about it to me is that they're all completely interconnected. The one layer cannot survive without the previous one, and so on and so forth. So, yeah. For this work, I like to think of it as I'm applying a framework to a space, and I allow the framework that I decide on, which is this system, which is to allow the space to make the work. Basically, myself and the space are collaborating to make the work. And this last few days of installation have been a perfect example of this, because I arrived here and I began immediately working on that. And two or three days down the line, I very quickly, well, maybe not quickly enough, but I very soon realized that that was the wrong approach. That proposal was not going to work for this space, and that I had to define a new approach for myself. And those 2 days were not a waste of time for me. I mean, for me, those 2 days were an opportunity to see exactly how the space is used on a daily basis and what the space needs to accommodate. But then I decided to redefine my project according to that social movement of people through the space, and let that exactly define the paths which then create the mountains on the side. So in a sense, I guess the people are then pushing the mountains to the side rather than being encumbered by them. I mean, I'm fascinated by the way people react to it, and that is more interesting for me than, say, putting a piece on a wall or something like that. I mean, I'm interested in social interaction, absolutely, because I think that society is divided in so many different ways. I mean, it's so complex, and there's so many things separating different groups of people. That's, looking at that social interaction is really important. I'm not trying to create an environment that intimidates people. I don't want to create an environment that forces you to do something. I don't want to frighten people into interacting with the work. I don't want to force people to do anything outside of their space of comfort. But at the same time, I think that what I'm looking for is something more subtle than that. Something that is able to very gently draw you into a situation where you suddenly, later on, you find yourself and you're in the social situation, and it's very easy to cope with. But yet at the same time, you find yourself doing something that you normally wouldn't, maybe. First and foremost, I think of myself as a South African, definitely. I was the only person in my family who was born there. I'm the last child of four. And there's a big gap between me and my siblings, which I think was important in shaping who I am. because I think it forced me to grow up a lot faster than my friends. So there's like a 10-year gap between me and them. And not that growing up is necessarily a good thing, but I feel that growing up in that environment where my siblings and my parents were very conscious of their identity as an Irish family, an Irish Catholic family up until one point, it meant that it was always in the back of my head, and I would always be asking, well, what is this in Ireland, and why do they do it like that, and who are these people? And as well, then you have this separate thing going on in South Africa where, like, it's almost crossing from two worlds, where you're at home and you have an identity with your family, and then you go to school and you have a group of friends who are all South African, and you form a very separate identity with them. I think that this issue of identity in South Africa, for artists especially, it's incredibly popular. South Africa as a country is trying to find its own identity, and then you've got all these artists who are trying to find their identity and speak about it in their work and this kind of thing. But where am I now with this? I don't know. I think that if the day I answer that, maybe then I stop doing what I'm doing. And I don't think necessarily that I'm making work about identity. I mean, I'm definitely not making work about myself. It's not selfish like that. I'm not trying to explore who I am. I mean, I have an idea of who I am, but that idea is independent from the work. I feel that the work is a process of discovering things and answering and trying to sort out some ideas that to questions that I can't answer and that maybe won't ever be answered. So I remember when I first went to Ireland, after school, I went to live there for about a year or so and live with some family. Got a job in a bar and started working there. And one of the people working there said, oh, so you're from South Africa, so you're a racist then. So I turned around and I said, no, not really, no. Just because I'm from there and I'm white doesn't mean that I'm necessarily a racist. We live in big fields and grass huts, and we have no electricity, we have no cars, we don't have school. We're all, like, very stupid, and we live hand to mouth. And, you know, that's, I mean, I've had those assumptions. definitely people ask questions like that. And especially in America, sadly, because they're so naive about what the country is really about. But yeah, there, I think the public image in the world of South Africa has hugely changed in the last 10 years. Now living in the States, it's an interesting place to live and it's pretty fascinating. But I still feel that South Africa is very much my home. And I always bring my ideas back to South Africa.
Radio Papesse è un progetto di Laria Gadens, Carola Haupt e Cristiano Maggi. La musica di questa intervista è Uammo, di DJ Fresh Money, pubblicato dalla net label Comfort Stand.
Anyone have a cigarette?